After the death of her husband and two sons in the land of Moab, Naomi went back to her home in Bethlehem. Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, went with her. They arrived in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing whose name was Boaz. One day Ruth said to her mother-in-law, "Let me go to the fields and glean behind the harvesters." As was the custom in Israel, the poor were allowed to pick up the leftover grain during the harvest, so Naomi gave her permission. It turned out that Ruth gleaned in a field belonging to Boaz. Boaz noticed her when he came to greet the harvesters. The foreman told him who she was, and Boaz went to her and said, "Stay here to glean with my servant girls. Don't go anywhere else. I have told the men to treat you well and to let you drink from the water jars." Ruth bowed low and said, "How is it that you show such kindness to me, a stranger?" Boaz replied, "I have been told all you have done for your mother-in-law, and how you left your homeland to live with the people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, richly reward you." At mealtime, Boaz invited her to come and eat with the reapers. He ordered the men to pull out stalks of barley from the bundles and leave them on the ground for her to pick up. So Ruth gleaned until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered and carried the grain back to her mother-in-law. It amounted to more than 20 kilos. She also gave Naomi what remained of her midday meal. Naomi asked her where she had gleaned that day, and on hearing that Ruth had worked in a field belonging to Boaz, she was glad. "That man is our close relative," she said. "He is one of our kinsmen redeemers. The Lord bless him." Then she added, "When you glean, stay with his girls, my daughter, because in someone else's field you might be harmed." So Ruth stayed close to the seven girls of Boaz and gleaned until the barley and wheat harvests were over. There was a law in Israel which enabled a poor man to be brought back with his property by his nearest relative if he had been forced to sell himself and his lands. The relative was known as the kinsman redeemer. It was also the custom in Israel for a young widow without children to become the wife of her dead husband's brother or nearest relative. If she then had a son, this child inherited the property of the first husband. Naomi knew about these laws, so she told Ruth what she was to do, so they could find out whether or not Boaz was willing to use his right of redemption. "Boaz is our kinsman redeemer," she said. "Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Go down there and do just as I say." So Ruth went down to the threshing floor and did exactly as her mother-in-law had told her. When Boaz had finished his meal, he went over to lie down at the far end of the corn pile, but he did not know that Ruth was there. Boaz and his men spent the night on the threshing floor so as to protect the harvest. When he was asleep, Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something disturbed the man. He awoke and discovered a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer." Boaz blessed the young woman. "You are a person of noble character," he said, "but there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I. Tomorrow, if he wants to redeem, let him do so. But if he does not, then as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Stay here for the night." So she lay at his feet until early morning, then got up before it was light. Boaz said, "Don't let it be known that a woman came to the threshing floor." And he poured out 6 measures of barley into her shawl for her mother-in-law. When Naomi heard what had happened, she said, "Wait, my daughter, for the man will not rest until the matter is settled today." Meanwhile, Boaz went to the town gate and sat there. When the kinsman redeemer he had mentioned came along, Boaz asked him if he was willing to redeem the property of Naomi's late husband. At first he agreed to do so, but when he was told that he must also marry Ruth, in order to maintain the family name with the property, he refused, saying that it would endanger his own estate. So he took off his sandal in front of the elders of the town and gave it to Boaz. This was the method of legalizing transactions in Israel at that time. Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people that he had bought the property and acquired Ruth the Moabitess as his wife. Boaz married Ruth, and she gave birth to a son named Obed. Naomi cared for the child, and the women of the town praised the Lord because he had given her a kinsman redeemer. Obed was the grandfather of King David, from whose line came the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine kinsman redeemer of his people. Next episode, the birth of Samuel.